Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello?
Who is this?
Well, you're talking with the eBay representative. This is James. How can I help you today?
Well, I don't know what's going on, mate. I've had more than nothing, so whoever you're talking to, you'll find out who you're talking to. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a computer, laptop, any device at your place?
No.
Do you have a cell phone, Android, Apple, any device?
Only phone.
Only the phone. Now listen to me very carefully. I'm just going to guide you and help you through some security procedure with the help of your cell phone, and you need to follow the procedure, right? So the cell phone which you have got, it's Android or it's Apple?
Android.
It's Android. Okay. Put this call on the speaker. And do you know what is this call about or something? Do you know what exactly happened with you?
No.
Okay. So let me just explain you what exactly happened with you. The thing is that someone have ordered $299 gift card on eBay from your account, but somehow our team have found it fraudulent. And when they have started the investigation on that payment, what they have found is they have found some fraud people who are keep misusing your information and your banking information on eBay. They're trying to purchase a gift card in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. Right. Like, it was actually an attempt of hacking which has been taking place. These people, they have hacked your internet. And they're trying to steal your information, like as whatever the online activities, whatever the online stuff you are doing over the internet. I do believe that I have made you understand the things. Is that correct?
Well, I haven't got any internet line or anything like that, sir.
You don't have to be worried about it. Let me just guide you and help you. Let me just get you connected to the secure server, so the server will be going to detect that all the people who are connected with you, so that we can go ahead and take a legal action against it. And we will check all of your information, or if you will found anything illegal, we will go ahead and put a security on that as well, so that no one can be able to use it without your permission. And in future also, you're not going to face any problem again. Right. So now, the Android cell phone which you have, you just put this call on a speaker and come back to the home screen where you can see all of your icons like camera, galleries, photos, calendars.
I wouldn't know where that was on the phone.
Okay, like you're not that much good. Alright, no problem. The cell phone which you have got, it's like, do you know the name of the cell phone? It's like Samsung, Oppo. Sorry.
Nah, it's not the same.
Sorry, which company phone is it?
Optus.
Okay, just give me a second. Let me go ahead and check it. Optus. And it's an Android, like it's a smartphone?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, look in your screen. Do you see like something like a speaker, add call, keypad? Do you see something like that?
What?
Hello, yeah.
Okay.
Have you put this call on a speaker? Okay. Now, look on the bottom. You will got to see three buttons, like as a back button, home button, and the third one would be the like the button which will help you to close all the application which is running in your background.
Right.
Do you see on the bottom there would be three buttons. Give a click on the middle one. It would be look like a circle or it would be look like a home.
Yeah.
Lovely. Give a click on it and I do believe you will got to see all of your little icons like camera, galleries, photos, calendars, right. Do you see all of your icons?
No.
What can you see in your screen? Can you please tell me first?
Nothing on the screen, yeah.
Nothing. Okay. Is there any changes when you have tapped the back button or the home button?
Nothing.
You have got nothing. Do you see all of your application which you have got in your cell phone? Like camera, galleries?
I can't see anything, right? Black screen.
Okay. And apart from this Android phone, do you have got any, any other device, iPad, tablet? Do you have any device?
Yeah, one coming, guys. I thought I was going back to the point.
Sorry, come again, sir. I actually am not.
Let me get the iPad back to the voice.
Okay. And have you, like, how do you check your statements? Do you check your statements online?
No, I don't.
You don't. You do the offline banking, right? Like, whenever you need to check the statements, you just visit your bank or you got the paper statements from your bank, right?
Yeah, paper from the bank, yeah.
Paper, okay. When was the last time? Do you have the February month statements? Or have you got the January month statements?
No, what is it? Been in the bank every 6 months.
Like the last time when you have checked your statements, it was around 6 months. So you haven't checked your statements from a long time. Jesus. That is why.
Good, aren't I?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, I thought I lost you. Okay. Okay. Well, what I'm asking is, do you know that how much funds you have got in your Bendigo bank? Do you have any rough idea? Like, it was around $10,000, $20,000. It was above $20,000, below $20,000, below $20,000. How much funds you have making on it?
Well, we're going to be $100, but I was expecting $100,000 tonight.
Okay. And have you ever shared any of your banking information, your card details to anyone before?
No, but it's in the hospital. Then it's in prison.
Okay. Anyways, no need to be worried about it. Apart from this Bendigo bank, do you have any other, like any another bank? Do you deal with any another bank or different banks? Like as a Commonwealth, ANZ? We are going to...
Yeah, I'm going to apologize. I'll go again.
Sorry, come again, sir?
I'm going to apologize, ANZ.
ANZ, okay. And, like, do you remember how much funds you have got on that ANZ as well?
No, I was nothing.
there is nothing. Okay, now just give me a second. Let me go ahead and put a security on the bank which you have told me so that no one can be able to use your account without your information or without your permission. Let me just go ahead and try to secure your phone as well so that no one can be able to take out your money. And the thing which I want you to recommend you, you need to visit your branch, like your Bendigo Bank branch, and you need to let them know that your information and your banking information has been corrupted and compromised. You need to close it and you need to renew the one. Renew one. Right.
What?
Okay. And make sure that you are not going to share any of your banking information or your card details to anyone. Because as you know, nowadays there are a lot of hacking and there are a lot of illegal activities are been going around.
What?
So, it has a very good and a great conversation with you, sir. I want you to take care of yourself and just visit to your bank, the Bendigo, and just let them know all these kinds of, you know, activities which I have let you know. Just tell them that someone have charged you around $299 and they're trying to steal your hard-earned money. And apparently, like, they had charged you, but the money was not been debited from your account as because we have found that order fraudulent. So we have make a temporary hold on it. So right now, I'm going to deny that order, that payment, which has not been by you. Right. You don't need to be worried about your money. Just visit your bank branch and do let them know all these things.
Great.
Thank you very much, sir. You're welcome. Thank you very much. Take care of yourself. My God bless you.
That's all.